This morning we continue with the third of our four-part sermon series titled Embraced, which comes from the first word of our church's mission statement. And over a couple of weeks we have been using our mission statement to ask questions about our identity, to reflect on our identity, about who we are as Charlotte Congregational Church, about what God is calling us to do and be, and about what the cross and the empty tomb of Easter have to do with us here at this church. I think it's good from time to time to think about our mission statement, to reflect on these questions of identity, but I think it's particularly good at this time in the life of the church. First of all, it's the season of Lent, and so this is a time to do some soul searching, some growing, some asking some challenging questions and deepening our spiritual journeys. But also in the life of this congregation and coming off of a very energizing annual meeting last week, it's true that we're daring to risk asking some big questions around here. Big questions about getting a replacement organ. Big questions about some renovations to the vestry and to the sanctuary, and related missions and program changes and expansion. And so as we think about these big questions, and in this season of Lent, it makes perfect sense to me that we take some time to think about who we are, to reflect on our mission statement, so that we can make the most faithful decisions as we go forward for the life of this church. Over the first two parts of this sermon series, we looked at the first two parts of the mission statement, so embraced by the healing love of Jesus Christ and inspired by his teachings. And just very briefly, I'll tell you that what I said the last couple of weeks, that we begin here at the Charlotte Congregational Church not as being those who embrace others. Our starting place is by those who are embraced by Jesus Christ, and we are inspired by his teachings, which I mentioned Jesus himself summarized in the challenging statement, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Which I summarized as saying that what that means is that in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God's reign of peace and justice had broken into the world. And as it breaks into the world, we are called to be transformed, changed from the inside out. And knowing that that's hard and sometimes nearly impossible, Christ's breaking into the world also makes that change for us as individuals and for our whole world, that that change becomes possible, which is inspiring stuff indeed. So this week we continue with most of the rest of our mission statement. We commit ourselves to PCC, prayerful, compassionate, and courageous action. It is my hope as we continue to reflect on this mission statement and ask these questions of identity that we will prepare ourselves for Easter morning and for our ministry that will flow outward from the empty tomb. Let's pray.